Mobilize, personalize, optimize, and monetize your marketing and engagement efforts. Welcome to Mobile Presence. From mobile marketing and messaging to mobile commerce and coupons, and from mobile apps and websites to mobile engagement and loyalty, our hosts bring on expert guests to give you the inside track on the trends, tools, and technologies that matter most. Mobile Presence, where making your brand or business mobile first is our first priority. Now, here are your hosts, Peggy Ann Saltz and Shahab Zaghari.
Welcome to Mobile Presence, presented by Skywire.com. As always, bringing you the experts to help you optimize and maximize your mobile strategy. I'm Peggy Ann Saltz from Mobile Groove, providing you strategic content marketing and support to reach your target audience and boost engagement.
And I'm Shahab Zaghari, award-winning filmmaker and marketing entrepreneur.
And in that spirit, Shahab, you have brought us a social media superstar, I believe.
That I have. Yeah, definitely. So just to kind of give everybody a little bit of background, our guest today is in charge of the Zappos social vision, focusing on Facebook, planning for Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, Snapchat. For those of you outside of the country or even in the country that aren't that familiar with Zappos, Zappos is an online clothing and shoes retailer that was founded in 1999. 10 years after opening its doors, the company was bought by Amazon.com in a $1.2 billion deal, and miraculously enough was allowed to operate as a sister company rather than being dissolved into the parent company. A few months back, I actually met Aziz at an American Marketing Association luncheon, where he kind of talked about that Zappos vision, and I was so blown away that I, you know, approached him and asked him if he'd come on the show, and he gladly accepted. So welcome, Aziz.
Hi, thank you so much for having me here.
Yeah, definitely. So just to kind of, you know, springboard off of Zappos, back at the luncheon, you said that the goal for 2015 for Zappos was creating positive memories. How do you do that at Zappos? And, you know, for our listeners who are, you know, entrepreneurs of all, you know, kinds, how do they do that? How can they stay conscious of that?
Yeah, so one of the things that we look at, and I think it's something everyone can look at, is what is your audience talking about? We have this built-in fan base that's, you know, that's always sending these great letters. We're writing personal emotional connection cards from our CLT department, so that's anytime a CLT call center member has a great experience, they can send this, you know, written card that's all about the story they had with the call. So finding that content, listening to what your audience is talking about, and then translating that story into your own social media. One card recently that was posted on our wall, we just did a simple test of sharing it to see how people reacted, and that's where we had like the most fans commenting in a long time. So find what your audience is talking about, somehow translate that to your own social media.
And so when you say on your wall, does that mean you took this card that was written for one of your customers and posted it on social media?
Correct. It was posted on our Facebook wall, and we just did the simple share action just to kind of see how the reaction would go. And that was it. And it took off like wildfire.
Wow, that's amazing.
So what I'm hearing here is it's a lot about, rather than trying to figure out and crack the code on how do we tell a great story, I'm sure that's part of it, you're saying it's really like sort of like understanding how others are talking about you and reacting to you. So more of like a co-created social media approach, you and the people. Is that what I'm hearing here?
I think that's going to be a bigger focus, not only for Zappos, but for a lot of people. It's the fan base is what carries you. It's not just you put out said story and people bite into it. A lot of times I see on websites, I'm even seeing on competitors such as Nordstrom's, you know, they're using user-generated content on big shoes. So like your Converse, you know, like the things people search for all the time, because that helps me, that helps someone else make a decision. And so let your audience like come along on that journey. Zappos has always been about, we have positive employees. We try to do everything for our employees to like make that journey better for them. And that translates into customers having a great experience as well. So for us, it's build that story, take along someone by the hand and go kind of skipping down the yellow brick road, because I think that's going to be a very important thing in the future.
And could you, you know, maybe give us one or two examples of in your experience at Zappos?
Yeah, so recently, and it's not something we pushed heavily on social media, but we had a customer write in. We had a service that's kind of not well known and not used every so often, but it's a really cool service called Ask Zappos, where if you hashtag like on Twitter, Ask Zappos a question, they'll try to find something for you. So in this case, we had a fan write in a story to our Ask Zappos portal. And what they did is they said how their son, who's about in his 20s now, he has autism. He lost his favorite bear back in, you know, 10, 15 years ago. And they said, hey, Ask Zappos, you know, I know those chances are slim, but can you find this bear somehow, you know, 20 years later? So what our Ask Zappos team did is they went, you know, looked in every nook and cranny possible to find this bear, couldn't find it. So they found someone on Etsy who makes custom bears, and they even had the bear recreated almost to like 100% perfection, sent the bear back to the customer. And it was, that was like one of those stories where, you know, in this case, we didn't share it, because we don't want to ever come off as exploiting a great story. But it's something that could be a potential thing in the future where brands and their fans connect in these really personal stories. But it's that kind of personal story that everyone who follows the brand can connect with. They've had that experience. They've had the, oh my gosh, I was going to a wedding and I forgot shoes, or my shoes broke, and so I ordered on Zappos and they're here next day, so my, you know, I can go to the wedding, or my wedding was saved. We've heard tons of those stories about the bride, like last minute, losing their shoes and ordering on Zappos. So how can we take those stories with our fans and translate them to a wider audience? That's the kind of equation we're trying to solve.
Talking about stories that you can share, one of the interesting topics that came up at the AMA luncheon was somebody had asked you about, you know, the role of traditional media at Zappos, and you had said something to the effect of, well, you know, influencers are much better than traditional media because not only do these bloggers tell stories better than magazines can, but the stories are trackable. Can you give us an example of how this has worked for you this year?
Sure. I can talk a little bit lightly to that because Kat Cook, who was also with me at that presentation, she really heads up the influencer project more than I do. Mm-hmm. But it is definitely that one-to-one connection, and you're hoping that this influencer, whether they're sponsored or not sponsored, when they talk about your brand, they're talking about it with an authenticity and expertise that maybe you can't translate into a commercial. I see all the time these like Cadillac commercials recently that have all these great, thoughtful people. Steve Wozniak, let's name drop the Apple guy because it's the Apple developer conference today when we're recording this. You know, he tells this great story about building the first Apple computer, but I don't see how that translates into a Cadillac commercial. You know, it was one of those weird experiences. So I think with influencers, it's, you know, we can test a whole pool of them, maybe let's say 12, find out who the few diamond in the roughs are, kill the other ones, and then find new influencers, keep rinsing and repeating, you know, do small little tests that can hopefully scale to larger projects. So that's kind of where we're at right now. We did it last year. We're doing it again this year with like a core group of like 12 to 15. And then, you know, that could grow or that could stay the same number. Every year we kind of iterate off of it.
I mean, you said, okay, you're not the head of the influencer part of what Zappos does, but it would be really cool to understand a little bit more about how you identify an influencer or why that's important.
There's all kinds of ways, I guess, we can identify an influencer. Some of them are through agency partnerships. Some of them are analyzing our social channels using tools, or analyzing just outside of our social channels, you know, customer data, buying habits, the number of times cards have been written, all that kind of stuff. We can pull all that kind of data to kind of decide who a really great influencer is. And sometimes we're totally wrong, even though all the data points say we're right, but we've had pretty good results.
Well, it's really interesting that you don't just look at the sort of like the clout and the cred to pick your influencers. That's that's interesting for me.
Personally, yeah, with clout, it's kind of always a weird thing for me looking at clout scores and whatnot, because things are so skewed, you know, and you don't know the math behind the algorithm. So I look at those things with caution. They're not the only factor.
Well, it's great speaking with you here now, Asis, but we're going to have to break right now, but we're going to come back after the break. So listeners, stay right there. We'll be back with Asis Bawani from Zappos.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors. Whether you are an online business or domain name investor, you need access to the best names. With over 270 million domains already registered, finding the right names at the best price requires a great wingman. Namejet.com puts you in the pilot seat by giving you fast and unparalleled access to some of the best premium and expired domain names on earth. As the number one domain name auction platform, Namejet.com is the best place to find domains for your business or investment. So light the afterburners to the domain name aftermarket and fly over to Namejet.com at mock speed to get great domains today. Namejet.com.
Great websites today need expert web design and development and need to be e-commerce ready and mobile friendly. But building a marketable and profitable website can be an uphill climb. Ready to make your new website or replace your existing website? Think Orange as the new way to get in the black. Orange Hill Development works with Fortune 500 companies and offer the same top quality development service at a fraction of what other providers charge. Brands like Absolute, Carlsberg, and Nestlé trust Orange Hill Development. Find out why you should trust your website with Orange Hill. Contact Orange Hill for a consultation today at orangehilldevelopment.com. Looking for a better way to get more traffic and interaction to your Facebook page? Imagine Facebook interactivity on your page like you've never seen. Introducing your new Facebook marketing fix, ZoSocial, the new and revolutionary way to easily manage and automate your Facebook contests and sweepstakes. Create a fun, easy-to-win contest by writing a simple Facebook post. Watch your post go more viral and generate loads of interaction. Track your traffic and generate email lists with ease. ZoSocial is mobile-friendly and complies with Facebook terms of service. Let ZoSocial give your Facebook page some flash today. Zoom over to zosocial.com.
Mobilizing your marketing and engagement efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence, only on webmasterradio.fm.
Welcome back to Mobile Presence, presented by Skywire.com. I'm Peggy Ann Saltz from Mobile Groove.
And I'm Shahab Zaghari.
And our guest today is social media lead from Zappos, Asis Bawani. And you know, right before the break, we were talking about how you pick and choose, among other things, not just your stories, but your influencers. I'll leave it to you, Shahab. You met him at this amazing luncheon. You've got a long list of questions, I can imagine.
Yeah, definitely. Let's move a little bit past the influencers question. The one really entertaining piece of the luncheon was your April Fool's video. Could you talk a little bit about how it was not that big of a deal in 2014 when you did the April Fool's video, but then your 2015 video went viral, it was covered on Ad Age. What were the differences there?
Yeah, it's really about accepting that you can fail and fail hard, but pick yourself up and learn from your mistakes, or, you know, just don't let it dwell on you. So our April Fool's 2014 video, Bitcoin was big in the news. It's still kind of big in the news. Downtown Las Vegas just installed a Bitcoin ATM machine at the Gold Spike. We thought, oh, everybody loves Bitcoin. So we had Tony write this, you know, do this whole video about how we're going to only do refunds in Bitcoin, and nobody cared whatsoever. it was a spectacular failure. I think, one, we were a little too soft on the commitment to Bitcoin because we said, oh, if you still want to return it, call us and we'll give you your regular refund of a credit card. So we didn't commit to the joke. But also, hey, you know, our fans didn't really connect with the experience overall. That maybe is the tech punditry that always tweets about Zappos whenever we change something. Maybe they would have liked it more, but our overwhelming majority of fans didn't. So 2015, we released a video called Zappos STFU. I won't say it out loud what that all stands for, but it's, you know, it's all about that annoying phone call. We all have the friends that just love talking and talking and talking about things that we have no interest in. So the idea was to play on our customer service angle, which we're so known for, to connect our fans with the idea that, hey, if you have that friend who's calling you that you just have to go, and they won't shut up, we have the solution for you. So it was more grounded in reality that our customers could understand. And, yeah, it got picked up by Adweek and AdAge, which was always great. Our friends and our fans liked it more. So we saw a lot more positivity around it than the Bitcoin joke.
Which, you know, is a testament to don't give up. Even if you have, you know, a failure on your hands, try something else. You know, tweak it and do, you know, something that could possibly resonate more. At the AMA luncheon in April, you said, be humble. Don't use every opportunity to toot your own horn. And, you know, especially on social, that makes a lot of sense because that way people won't shut you off or turn off or unfollow you. What comes to mind, Zappos specific, when you think about that?
So it was kind of going back to that example of the autism story with Ask Zappos. You know, that was one of those heartwarming stories that if BuzzFeed picked up or some other news organization picked up, it might have been amazing. You know, we might have gotten all that press, but it still is, you know, weighed on our, I guess, our conscience and our souls or whatever you want to call it, that, hey, maybe this isn't the right way to do something. You know, we don't want to exploit or come off as exploiting a great story. So that's why we didn't run it on our personal, our main corporate social accounts. You know, we have an internal kind of social media account that's private that was posted there for people who, like fans or friends who, at the company who want to share it. But that's just a way to serve as a great story. But we didn't want to say, hey, we're Zappos, we did this, you know, pat us on the back, give us all your praise. Because it, at the end of the day, it's someone else's story, and you have to respect that as well, their privacy, their feelings, and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So that was one of those instances where I think be humble. And every time, you know, I think I hear someone say, I'm an expert, I'm a superstar, I don't truthfully believe that because I feel like the space is always evolving. So if you're not learning, you're already like going the way of the dinosaur, you're going extinct. So I never feel like I'm truthfully at the top of my game because I'm always constantly learning. And we're at the behest of all these other platforms, Facebooks, Twitters, Instagrams, Pinterest of the world. They can change anything on a dime, and that could affect our business positively or negatively. So we always have to be ready for those kinds of things. So that's where I think be humble is a very important thing in marketing, because there, I know like marketing, there's a lot of superstars. There's a lot of people who want to toot their own horn, which is great. You know, people want to move forward in their careers, but at the same time, you know, having that kind of confidence and reserve can take you a long way too, I believe.
So I was going to ask you about your personal touch in marketing, but you brought up a great point here, which is, you know, being active on all these different platforms from more traditional Facebook to, you know, Instagram and beyond, and we'll get to Snapchat and others. So first question for me would be, you have to be everywhere, but you also have to make some choices. Are there platforms where you are not active, or what kind of checklist do you go through in your mind before you say, yes, we're going to be active on this platform?
The way the Zappos social team has always been structured, and this goes back to my former manager who hired me, is if we can't deliver the Zappos level of wow in service, we try to not go onto a platform. So for a long time, you can even see it like on Tumblr. We're doing light testing right now, but we're not doing full blown out, throw everything at the wall and see what sticks kind of method yet, because we just don't know if we can support it. Your greatest weapon against you is time. Time is such a hard thing when you're trying to create original content. It's such a hard thing when you're trying to strategize. So our checklist is, can we support it? can we bring the Zappos level of service so that if someone ever had a problem, and this includes on our Snapchat account, now we feel like we can support it a little bit more, so we actually have more content coming out. So if someone ever said, I have a problem on Snapchat, we still want to be able to help them the same way our customer service call center would. So those are the two big caveats. And then you got to pick and choose where you think things are going versus where they are now. So Pinterest, we know, is going to be a huge shopping opportunity. To a degree, it already is. They just announced buyable pins, so that's something I'm sure everybody in the Zappos marketing organization is interested in, as well as I am. So that's where maybe we might move a little bit of our eggs so that it's not just in one basket, like putting everything into Facebook. But Instagram's announcing big things as well with more direct type ads. So you can actually click and go to a web page versus just being in the Instagram ad itself. So those are things where maybe 5 years ago we were exclusively locked into Facebook, and Facebook is still a huge part of our business, but now it's, you know, diversifying a little bit.
And as far as Snapchat, I mean, what can brands do on there really at this point?
So one brand I think that's amazing is Taco Bell. Like, I don't know why I find it hilarious. I don't even like eat Taco Bell that much anymore. So I just think that like it brings personality out. Like, you're definitely not going to be selling stuff direct anytime soon. We recently sponsored the San Francisco Beta Breakers race, where Zappos was the title sponsor, so they actually changed the race's name to the Zappos Beta Breakers. And Snapchat actually came in and like put a geo filter around the whole event, not working with us, but working with the Beta Breakers organization. Mm-hmm. And like, they captured all this great content. So I think it's brands can really remind people about the experiences that they provide. So I see all the time Taco Bell telling these like funny stories, which, at least to me, when I was in my 20s, I sounded like that Taco Bell guy where it's like, it's 3 a.m. I want tacos right now, or something, you know, crazy like that. But it still kind of connects with me. So I think with Snapchat, finding these cool stories. We recently Snapchatted our Zappos All Hands, mixing photo and video. So we had one of our guys kind of backstage, you know, and things can go further because we always have these great like speakers at our events and stuff like that. So maybe next time we do it, we'll actually be able to get video clips. This time we weren't because the Wi-Fi was a little spotty where we were, but we're working to improve that kind of stuff. So
I think it's really connecting. Or Periscope.
Yeah, exactly. Like, we want to Periscope it as well, and that might actually come next time. We just need to get like a hard line because we go to different spots for our all hands, because finding a spot that can support up to 1,500 people is a little bit of a challenge. So those could be all kinds of things to kind of extend the experience beyond just like buy shoes, buy clothes, all that kind of stuff. Because a lot of times you see like Zappos is mentioned about, you know, our management style, which is now called Holacracy, or employees like changing jobs, or, you know, things we sell or things we announce. There's all kinds of different stories beyond just the standard shoes and clothing story. So how can we service those? I think Snapchat's going to be a big way to do that in the future.
Well, that's a great way to get to our break, because we're going to talk more about what you're doing to stand out. And we'll be right back after the break. We have Aziz Bawani from Zappos. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors.
When you started your business, you first listened to your professors. Now that your business is growing and gaining ground, you only seek out professionals. PPC Professionals, an industry leader for highly optimized search marketing campaigns with over 30 years of combined management experience. Our professional approach to every campaign helps you find every avenue of revenue so that you can not only stay ahead of your competitors, but get a return on your investment and increase your bottom line. PPC Professionals, personal, professional, PPC services, ppcprofessionals.com.
Johnson, what's this mantis I keep hearing about? Do we need to call an exterminator?
No, sir. Moby Mantis is our new SMS marketing tool.
SM what?
SMS. Text messaging. Moby Mantis lets us communicate directly with our customers in real time. We can send promos, coupons. It even lets our customers market for us by sharing offers with their friends online. It's been great for business.
Sounds expensive.
Actually, I sign us up for an extended free trial. It hasn't cost us a dime.
Good work, Johnson. I guess the only thing we'll be exterminating is the competition.
To get your free extended trial of Moby Mantis, text RADIO to 21691. That's RADIO to 21691 for Moby Mantis.
Hey, this is Danny Sullivan to talk to you about Bruce Clay Incorporated. They've made Inc. Magazine's list of growing private businesses and have exhibited and sponsored at my conferences since the very beginning. You've seen their search engine relationship chart or you've read their SEO code of ethics, so you know they're SEO experts. But did you know they can help you with PPC, web analytics, web design, marketing strategy, promotion, and branding? Yep, get everything you need for success in the online marketplace. You can check it out from the professionals at Bruce Clay Incorporated. For over 10 years with offices worldwide, they've got the answers you need. Check them out today at BruceClay.com.
Building better search engine rankings takes the right formula. Tracking those rankings is super simple. All you need is AuthorityLabs.com. Authority Labs uses automated daily rank tracking tools to monitor your site's performance or leverage their API to build your own tools. No matter what animal-labeled algorithms affect your ranking, you should be using Authority Labs. Unlimited users for no additional cost and white labeling can help keep your clients updated and save countless hours of creating reports. Whether you're running sites with just a few or millions of keywords, what you need is AuthorityLabs.com.
Mobilizing your marketing and engagement efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence, only on webmasterradio.fm.
Welcome back to Mobile Presence, presented by Skywire.com. I'm Peggy Ann Saltz with Mobile Groove.
And I'm Shahab Zaghari.
And of course, we have Aziz Bawani from Zappos, the social media lead there. Welcome back, Aziz. And Shahab.
And it's usually that time. What we're going to do is what we usually do, and this is our closing segment, but what we love to do is offer our listeners top tips. Zappos is a brand with attitude and appeal. What kinds of tips for creating stories can you give our listeners that they can employ with their own brands and their own companies?
First tip I'd say is, listen to your audience, see how they react to you, try to boil down that essence and translate it to whatever you're posting content-wise. The second tip, kind of reiterating the whole fail fast mentality, is if something doesn't work, learn from it, iterate. And then the third tip is, just make sure to focus on telling great stories in one place. Don't spread yourself too thin. Going back to the point that was talked about earlier where you kind of have to be everywhere now, stake your claims, but focus really on one story and one place, I say. So you can have a Facebook, a Twitter, a Pinterest, an Instagram, but ask yourself, why do I need a Pinterest? Why do I need a Twitter? Why do I need an Instagram? Because whatever that why is, that's going to help tell your story. So we need a Twitter so people can talk to us in real time. We need Instagram to create aspirational content beyond just the standard Facebook post. We need a Facebook to be able to send massive amounts of traffic to our site. Those kinds of why questions hopefully will help people focus their priorities and their time, because as a lot of people I talk to, like small businesses or starting out, like maybe smaller brands, it's their one person tasked with doing everything, and kind of going back to like time's your enemy on this. So don't stretch yourself too thin, because there's so many different places you can put all of your time or as little of your time as possible. But if you spread yourself too thin, you're not focusing on one thing. You're focusing on a million things, and nothing's going to get better. So those, I guess, are some tips from me.
Well, staying with that, I mean, because it's about some top tips, and understanding really how to get down to the nuts and bolts of it here. You've talked about time being the enemy. But on the other hand, we still have to be personal, engaging, and genuine. So do you have some sub-top tips maybe around some tools or shortcuts that can allow people listening in to make the most of their time and the tools out there to really get the most impact? Because it can't be all bots.
Sure.
We all agree on that. But they've got to use something.
Totally. Totally. You have to earn as much as you can buy. Some of the tools, if you're starting out free, I think some of the best tools to start out with is something as simple as like a TweetDeck. I know that's not a lot of new news to a lot of people, but you know, throw some search filters up there and see what people are talking about. See what maybe people are talking about in your space, but not about you. So look for the people who are talking about, for us, Nordstrom's. Look for the people who are just talking about, I need a new pair of shoes, even though they have no clue who Zappos is. Facebook, there's a tool called Power Editor, which is free. It's for building ads, and I think it's a super powerful tool because it lets people manage ads at any amount of money. I think over like $5 is the minimum. And you can test maybe 5 to 10 different ads, different demographics, kill 9 of them, you know, and let the one that like beat all 10 of them out surface to the top. So it allows you to iterate really quickly. You just have to throw a credit card down for your business. So those are at least 2 free tools I'd say start with. And then if you're looking to get more like professional, you can explore all that kind of stuff. Usually a lot of people jump to like the Hootsuites of the world, and there are, you know, there's tools for managing multi-global organizations down to small businesses. So the space is wide open, and I don't have experience with all of them, unfortunately, but those are at least some starter ways, I think. Even if, like me, if I left Zappos today, I would like throw up some TweetDeck searches or whatnot, just because it lets me kind of stay aware of what's going on in the space.
Keeping your ear to the wire.
You have to.
So you made a point, you have to listen, but people probably also want to talk to you. So, Aziz, how do they stay in touch with you?
So we are easy to find, Zappos, or we're at Zappos pretty much everywhere. Okay. You can also find me on Twitter talking about wrestling at Aziz Balwani. It's not that interesting, I promise you. but I'm there talking about wrestling a lot.
Well, you're being yourself. That's part of Zappos. I mean, if anyone wanted to get in touch with you beyond that, do you do like email or, you know, if someone were to ask you about your tips and say, hey, yeah, I want to hear more, any way they could do that? Beyond the wrestling, I mean.
Yeah, they could. Beyond the wrestling. Yeah, so they could reach out to me or reach out to our group. It's a social team at Zappos.com. That's a distribution list that hits all of the social team. That's a great way, and one of us will be glad to kind of jump on that.
Perfect. How about you, Shahab?
You can get a hold of me on Twitter, at Shahab Zaghari. That's Zaghari. And you can also check out all the cool stuff at shahabzaghari.net.
There you go. And you can email me, peggy@mobilegroove.com, or follow me on Twitter, Peggy Ann, A-N-N-E. Again, thanks for joining us for Mobile Presence, presented by Skywire.com. Remember that new episodes of Mobile Presence air Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can check out earlier episodes of our show by going to webmasterradio.fm, or you can find our shows on iTunes, Stitcher, Zune, and iHeartRadio simply by searching Mobile Presence. And finally, of course, you can stay connected with us on your mobile device by downloading the Webmaster Radio mobile app from the iTunes App Store, Google Play. Thanks again for listening to Mobile Presence, your inside track on everything you need to reach and engage your target audience with mobile. And remember, every minute is mobile, so make every minute count. We'll see you next week.
This has been a presentation of WebmasterRadio.fm, the world's largest business-to-business radio and podcast network. We welcome you to sample past episodes of this program, as well as our complete library of programs, on demand or on the air via our 24/7 live audio stream at www.webmasterradio.fm. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.